and Leisure Center?
It's a lot better than ordering on the internet and hoping it looks like what you saw online.
Sure, this is it. Gee, it looks a lot smaller and lighter.
Isn't it time to replace that old weathered outdoor furniture you've put up with for years?
What are you waiting for?
With Suburban Leisure Center's unmatched selection and prices, you'll get what you need for less. Suburban Leisure Center is on Olive just a mile west of 141. The place with a big red chair.
Online at suburbanleisurecenter.com.
Yes.
Yes, we will. Yes, we'll answer all of your questions.
Yes, we will.
Yes, we will compare our prices to the market to make sure you get the biggest savings.
Right now at Jack Schmidt Ford in Collinsville, get $3,000 cash back on a new 2017 Ford Fusion Edge or Explorer on top of our already great savings.
Yes, we will work hard to earn your business.
The other guys put into the deal. You didn't like the way they made you feel. Now you're headed to the home of, yes, we will. Jack Schmidt Ford, we get up.
A good night's sleep starts with the right pillow. That's where MyPillow comes in. And now for a limited time, just go to MyPillow.com, click the Radio Listener Special tab, and use promo code SKY to get two premium king or queen pillows and two additional go-anywhere travel pillows, all for 50% off and free shipping. That's MyPillow.com, promo code SKY, or call 1-800-635-1825. 1-800-635-1825.
Brought to you by Dobbs Tire and Auto Centers, proud sponsor of the St. Louis Football Club. For the best selection and price on quality name brand tires, and for expert professional automotive service, make your first choice Dobbs. Click on gotodobbs.com for details.
Encore Consignment Gallery's 10,000 square foot showroom in Town and Country is the best place to sell and buy furniture and home decor items in St. Louis. Encore tastefully displays upscale furnishings that are worthy of a repeat performance. The inventory is constantly changing and consists of a wide variety of furniture to home decor items ranging from French country and traditional to contemporary and modern pieces. There is something for everyone at Encore Consignment Gallery in the Lamp and Lantern Village in Town and Country. To learn more, go to EncoreSTL.net.
Wing Tuesdays at B-Dubs are half-price Wing Tuesdays. That means any size order of traditional wings cost half as much, making Tuesdays twice as good. Buffalo Wild Wings. Wings. Beer. Sports.
Pinion's Playhouse is on the air. Turn the volume up. We've got lots to share. Listen in your car or your
partners and him.
There's no fun left on.
We're full of chat and we're full of chit, and we think you'll get lots of
sexual intercourse
from it. So get loosened up. We're about to
sexual
get
intercourse.
Oh, okay. I thought it was a medication like Dexalintercor. Well, good afternoon and welcome to the April 19th edition of Pinion's Playhouse, brought to you by MD Health and Wellness. The perfect name for a couple of guys and all the people on their staff.
Where?
Staff. On their staff who want you to be healthy and want you to be well. Hence, health and wellness. One way to do that is not be overweight. We'll talk about, hey, they took 35 pounds off me. They could do the same for you, maybe more. We'll talk after we do this.
Hey!
All right, at the control board. He's a good daddy because he took little Archie to the baseball game. His very first baseball game, and Archie made it through about five innings. I say that's incredible.
Yes, no, it was
definitely never
success.
Have expected that. Here is Archie's dad, Eon the Peon. Peon, say hi to your sponsor.
Thank you very much. I would like to say hi and thanks to Mark and Jason. They are financial advisors with Stifel Nicolaus, which is a member of the SIPC and NYSE. And if you are concerned about the future, are you still, what's going on over there?
What
I wrote
this
Frank,
world?
I wrote Frank a note.
Oh.
Sorry, folks.
Are we going to share with the class?
No, we can't. I stuttered, and he accused me of doing an impression of somebody. Oh. Okay, it was Elmer Fudd.
Who could that be?
Yeah.
Elmer
What's
Fudd.
With you, Elmer? Go
Who
ahead.
Who could that be? If you are concerned about the future of your investments, it may be smart to get a fresh perspective with Mark and Jason. For their phone number and more, go to markandjason.com. Hello to the chicks.
Speaking of chicks, this guy, it's well established that he is a chick magnet. It's Dan Strauss, and he's in the house with his trousers. Dan, how's it going?
Chicks dig bass players, I'm telling you.
They sure do.
Great. Hi, everybody.
Hebe Jimenez is in charge of security. Bernice is in heaven. Rat Boy says he knows how to stop the stuttering thing. It's just say what five times?
Tease, 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 tease.
Well, he didn't stutter. Maybe there's something to do. I'll work that on that exercise, okay? Like tonight. Thank you, Rat Boy. Give it up, please, for Bruce Limpress and the All Boy Orchestra. It's the weirdest thing. Over the last 6 months, I found myself doing that. I'm telling you, man. It's got to be related to some other old age thing. This old age stuff is just a pile of crap. It is.
I know it is. I know.
That golden years thing.
Yeah.
So now I got to deal with getting hung up on words. That's just great. We are brought to you by MD Health and Wellness. I'd like to say a word, if I could, about most of the people who are on the radio who do endorsements, commercials for products. In many cases, they are hypocrites and liars. They don't know anything about the product, and they're lying to you. And I'm going to give you an example. I hope you appreciate the fact that you have never heard me sell a weight loss product but one other one in the last 35 years until this came along. Only one other one. The one I will never forget was a product called Body Solutions. You guys remember this?
Oh, yeah.
There were somebody at the Post Dispatch, a columnist or somebody, did an article on it and counted the people in the St. Louis radio market who were hawking this product. And if I remember correctly, it was 18 radio personalities, 18 of them all selling Body Solutions. We had a guy who worked here. He was in the sports department. I'm not going to narrow it down further than that, except to tell you it was not Jim Holden. It wasn't Kevin Slayton. Okay. But he was a sports guy here at the time. And one day when I heard him say on the air, I've lost 18 pounds with Body Solutions, I caught him coming around the corner, and I looked at him, and he was bigger than he had been since he'd worked there. And I said, blank, blank, I'm going to give you his name. I said, how can you go on the air and tell people you lost 18 pounds? You've actually gained weight. You know what his answer was? They pay good money. So for the right money, there are people who will lie to you. I know you're not ever supposed to say never. I can't imagine that I would ever do that. I can't even imagine. And I hope if I ever do that I'm caught and called out and I'm taken off the air for the rest of my life. MD Health and Wellness, when I tell you I lost 35 pounds, I lost 35 pounds. And I did it with their help. And in my case, it was a thing called Dr. Emma's HCG diet. It involved a shot with a real tiny needle, no bigger than a hair. Didn't even feel it. For 28 days, 28 injections, one a day. And that was accompanied by an appetite suppressant for a month. And after a month, I had 25 of the 35 pounds gone. And the next 10 were pretty easy compared to the first month. And that's what they're able to do. They're able to help you get a little jump start, because the very toughest part of losing weight is that first 10 pounds, 15 pounds, the first couple of weeks. That's tough. It's really tough. I will always be glad they came along to help me do that and to support the show. And I'd like to have them on for a long time. That's only going to happen if you will let them know your AM and the PM when you contact them. You'll do that for us, but what you'll be doing for you is losing weight. Now, they can also, unless you like being fat, and you know you don't, if you say you do, you're lying. It's not true. It's just not. Now, you ever see these plus-size models? They go on these talk shows. They go, I love being big. And
yeah.
No, you don't. No, you don't. In a minute, you'd swap your body for Reese Witherspoon's body. They will also help you if you have type 2 diabetes. Type 2 diabetes is reversible in lots of cases. I think in most cases. And then there's low T. This is not just something somebody concocted. You do produce less testosterone if you're a guy. And they can help you with that because there are ways of putting that testosterone back that your body's not making anymore. The place is MD Health and Wellness. There are a couple of guys there who know what they're doing, Dr. Ken Gilbertson and Dr. George Andrioff. And then they have a wonderful staff. The ladies there are terrific. You're going to feel real good in a couple of ways. Good about the choice you've made to see them, and good about your new body after you lose that weight. MD Health and Wellness, MDHealthWellness.com. And as always, you can go to FrankOpinion.com, click on sponsors, and it'll link you right to their website. You don't even have to remember it. There's a story this morning in the local paper, the St. Louis paper, about a guy that they're looking for him, and they have an image of him on security camera. I doubt that it was Gateway Lock and Security, but it should have been, because he had counterfeit bills. Have you guys ever had a counterfeit bill?
No.
No.
Have you been to a store, though, and had them put a marker on it and hold
yes.
it up? Because they do
yeah.
it even with 20s.
Yeah.
I got caught, and I say caught like I did something bad. I didn't know I had it, with a $100 counterfeit bill. And it was at a bank. It was a bank that used to be a part of the show until they went nuts and got a bad president, and that's a long story. But I'm in the bank, and I want to break this for some 20s or 10s. And the gal says, she took that marker, and she held up. She says, oh, my goodness, this is a counterfeit bill. Now, what's supposed to happen is they're supposed to confiscate it. And then they call in the Secret Service. Most people don't know this. There are about 4,000 Secret Service agents. And their primary responsibility, they're in charge of counterfeiting. Any counterfeiting charges or jobs or stings, that goes to the Secret Service. So she tells me, she says, here's what's supposed to happen. We're supposed to take this, call the authorities, Secret Service included, local police, and they'll deal with you. But I was a regular customer. They knew that I didn't counterfeit it. I said, what do I do with it? She said, we can't touch it. We're supposed to take it, but we're not. Get out of here. And she looked up at the window, and she said, there's a bank right across the street. I'll bet you they'll cash it and won't even ask you. And I went over there, and honest to goodness, they didn't even have cashed it. So now they got the counterfeit bill, the $100 bill. But I guess we get them and don't even know we have them. You know we do. And they don't check anything lower than the 20, do they?
No. They're saying, somebody told me before that the $20 bill is the most counterfeited bill.
Yeah, because 100's too easy, too obvious.
Yeah, right.
They're
going to
check that. Here's what I do. If I'm a counterfeiter, 10s.
Nobody has 50s, yeah.
You got and, it. Ones,
right.
You need too many of them.
Right.
I'm going for 10s. $10 counterfeit mm-hmm. bills. That'll be my game. Bill O'Reilly, gone, apparently. He's out. At Fox News,
that's a huge story.
This guy had a massive audience. The most watched news program on television was Bill O'Reilly. Cable news, anyway.
And what was the whole deal? It was involving
it's some girls? Women that said he sexually harassed them, and he and Fox, between the two of them, had paid $13 million to shut these women up.
Wow.
And I guess they've done some checking and investigating and found out, hey, there's something here, and you're gone, buddy. And you don't let a guy like that go unless you know there's fire, not just smoke, because he was a money-making machine for them.
Well, didn't he, didn't a bunch of sponsors drop?
60.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's a language they understand. Yeah. That'll get you fired. If
yeah.
this station lost 10 accounts because of me, I'm out of here.
Yeah.
I promise you. You know, you can't say anything anymore. Check this. Adidas has had to apologize to the people who participated in the Boston Marathon. Because they sent out a tweet, and actually it was an email, to all the runners, and it said, congrats, you survived the Boston Marathon. They had to apologize.
I know. This.
Why?
That is ridiculous.
This world nowadays, everybody, and it's everybody on, it's Twitter, I think, is the culprit here.
But,
everybody gets so up in arms about everything. It was 3 years ago. It's not like it
I
was the first.
I don't think they should have apologized. I'm upset at Adidas for apologizing.
Right, but they have to.
But
in this
no,
day
they
and
don't.
Age, they, I know.
They're They're making this whole thing even worse by tucking their heads. I'm sorry. No, you're not sorry. They survived. Look,
it's this
for years they've had t-shirts.
Outrage, I survived.
Whatever. It had nothing to do with the bombing.
Right. It's this fake outrage that everybody has nowadays. It just drives me crazy.
No, and you know what? I don't know if you pinned it or not, if you made that up, but that's exactly what it is. It is fake outrage. Nobody is actually upset at that.
No.
But somebody comes up and everybody decides, oh, we should be. We should be offended, so they have to apologize. Stupid.
It was They're disturbers.
4 years ago. It was 2013 that happened. It's not like... I could see if it was the very next one, it would have been a poor... Still not horrible, but it would have been a poor judgment.
I agree. The year after would have been, as they say, too soon.
It's 4 years later.
No, it's insane. Now, let me ask you both something. Are you a beer drinker at all? You don't.
No.
I am not.
Yeah, not a big beer drinker at all.
You know, it's interesting, Dan. You're in a band, a musician, you're all around. I've never seen you drunk. To your credit, I've never seen you have too much to drink.
I don't really drink actually that much.
I will have
like a Kahlua and cream or something.
On
like
our
that.
Trips, I've seen you have one of those girly drinks, yeah. But I've never seen you wasted or anything. Good for you.
Yeah.
He already comes. That's what I tell people. He's already pretty much
messed up.
Pre-buzzed.
He's messed up without. Yeah.
He walks around buzzed pretty much just as he is.
I tell people I need to have control over my stupidity.
No, you don't. Let it run wild. We like it. There's a brewery, I guess a microbrewery or whatever, in San Diego, Stone Brewing. Wow, it says they're the ninth largest brewery in the country. I've never heard of it. Out of San Diego, Stone Brewing, they've unveiled a beer. The beer is made from treated sewage water.
Oh.
Now, I was hoping we had a recording of a can of that being opened.
Oh.
Because it's my understanding that, you know how with carbonation gas builds up?
Right.
And you open
it. Yeah.
In these cans of sewage water beer, it's a different sound when you open the can than the usual, you know.
Yeah.
Do we have a can that we can open?
Mm.
We happen to have a six-pack of this beer from the Stone Brewing.
We can open all six?
No, just one. Yeah. Made from, we could, from sewage water. It's not a joke. It says they made 5 barrels of it using water that had been treated in San Diego that had been waste.
That doesn't sound good.
Peon, you do the honors. You want to open that can?
Right.
Oh, my goodness. That wasn't the normal sound.
It doesn't look horrible, but
nice.
Wow.
Yeah,
looks normal.
You taste it. I'm like,
no, I don't think I want.
No,
it's they had a reporter from a TV station there drinking. He said, "Of the pale ales that I've tasted, this might be in the top 3."
The pale ale.
Good for you. You know that might be a good sponsor for your band, Seventh Planet.
Yeah,
the tie-in.
Oh,
Sewage,
there you
Uranus.
Go.
You know,
yeah,
just a thought. I will save this rest for later.
I'm surprised Schlitz Beer didn't put that out.
What does that mean?
Boy, you really...
Well, Schlitz, it's kind of close.
Once again. No. You're asking people to dig too deep, to reach too far.
My comedy's
Because then you guys say,
heads.
Yeah, you get it, Schlitz, but you take out the C, and... No. Ladies, get in here, please. Save the show.
Ooh, that's nice.
What a fantastic joke this is. This is, we've told it before, but it's been a while. This takes place, and it needs this setup. This takes place in the early 1960s. So just, if you're old enough, let your mind go back to the 60s. And it's a guy picking his girlfriend up for a date. Yes, there was a time when guys went to the house and actually picked girls up and took them out the car and opened the car door for them. So Jimmy goes to pick up Mandy, and Mandy's dad opens the door and says, Jimmy, come on in. Mandy will be right down. She's not quite ready. Where are you two kids going tonight? He said, well, sir, we're probably grab a bite to eat, take in a movie. So he said, no, Jimmy, I know what you're going to do. You two kids are going to go out screwing tonight. And Jimmy says, what? He says, come on. The missus and I, we're with it. We know you kids screw. We know all about it. Screwing's a big deal. All the kids are screwing. Mandy, oh, here she is. Mandy, come on down. Jimmy's here. I was just telling Jimmy here how you like to screw. Jimmy, she can't get enough of it. I can't count the nights she's come in late, and curfew was at midnight, but she comes in at 1 o'clock. Mandy, where were you? Oh, sorry, Dad. I was screwing, and the time got away from me. So we get it. Screwing is, as you kids say, where it's at. Yeah, Mandy could screw all night long. I don't think she'd ever get tired of it. No. Hey, you kids, you go have a good time. Now, Jimmy's thinking, you bet we will. This is unbelievable. So they leave. And about 9 o'clock, Mandy comes back home, comes in the door. Her blouse is ripped. She's dirty. One shoe is off. She's crying. Her dad says, honey, what happened? She says, Dad, for the 10,000th time, it's called the twist.
Meet me. See how traffic's moving along with Tim Weiland.
Well, it's not moving very well in a lot of places, Dan. They're still working with the accident on westbound Highway 70 at 170. It looks like they still have the right lane partially blocked. And you're running slow in pockets all the way from Union out through Highway 170. Eastbound 270 is getting a little bit better. Now you're slowing Missouri bottom through Highway 170. Pretty solid on northbound 170 from St. Charles Rock Road all the way up through Highway 270. Westbound 70 is also running slow between the Earth City Expressway on out past Cave Springs. Southbound 270 stacks up Dorset down through Doherty Ferry. You have westbound 44 drivers east of Kings Highway through Shrewsbury. Eastbound 44 downtown, you're slowing from Jefferson up to Highway 55, and eastbound 40 still jamming up from Vandeventer to the Poplar Street Bridge. This traffic report is brought to you by Staples. HP Savings Month at Staples means big savings on great HP products all month long. Experience the outstanding print quality of HP Ink at stores or staples.com/HP Month. I'm Tim Weiland from the Jack Smith Ford Lincoln of Collinsville Traffic Center.
Hey, Cardinals fans, a great weekend of giveaways is coming up against the Cincinnati Reds. April 28th, 29th, and 30th. Friday, it's the Bruce Sutter Garden Gnome. Saturday, the Carlos Martinez and Matt Carpenter Double Bobblehead, presented by SSM Health, Cardinal Glennon Children's Hospital. Sunday is the Powerade and Shop and Save Carlos Martinez Kids Home White Jersey. It's the weekend of April 28th, 29th, and 30th. Tickets available at cardinals.com/promotions.
Hi fans, Matt Carpenter here, and on Saturday, April 29th, we face the Reds. That day, 30,000 fans ages 16 and older take home a one-of-a-kind double bobblehead featuring Carlos Martinez and yours truly. I hit the home runs, Carlos throws the water in my face. Now that's a unique bobblehead. April 29th, take away this home run celebration bobblehead courtesy of SSM Health, Cardinal Glennon Children's Hospital. Tickets are available at cardinals.com/promotion. There's only one Cardinals baseball.
If you're a sleep apnea sufferer who's on the go to your phone. Because if you give us a call right now, you'll be able to try the world's first portable mini CPAP device absolutely risk-free for 10 restful nights. It's the Transcend Mini CPAP, an engineering marvel that's as small as a soda can and weighs less than a pound. Its unique design is so small and so light, you can fit it in your briefcase or purse to use anywhere you go. No more dragging around a big, bulky CPAP. Even better, now you can try Transcend absolutely risk-free for 10 restful nights by calling minicpap.com, 1-800-900-1672. Transcend is FAA compliant, too, so you can even sleep comfortably while flying. You can also add a battery pack that's as tiny as a deck of cards. So now you can enjoy the freedom to sleep comfortably anywhere. But don't wait. To receive your 10-night in-home trial, call minicpap.com now. 1-800-900-1672. That's 1-800-900-1672.
Need a new CPAP? Then we need you. We're CPAP.com, and we recently overstocked the world's best CPAP machines. Top-of-the-line devices from brands like ResMed and Philips Respironics. Call now and get one of these overstocked CPAPs for a fraction of the price. We'll even give you free next-day air shipping. Call 1-800-900-3118. The best part? No insurance needed. We're giving out these CPAPs at prices so low, they'll cost less than your copay and deductible through insurance. CPAP.com has shipped over 1 million orders and has the world's largest selection of CPAPs and accessories. With no retail overhead or costly middlemen, we're the best way to get comfortable, effective sleep apnea equipment at incredibly low prices. Again, CPAP.com has overstocked premium CPAPs. Call now to get a ResMed or Philips Respironics machine for a fraction of the price with free next-day air shipping. Call 1-800-900-3118. Hurry. When these overstocked CPAPs are gone, they're really gone. That's 1-800-900-3118.
Results will vary. Do you owe the IRS more than $10,000 in personal or business taxes and you can't afford to pay? You have the right to fast IRS tax relief. Join satisfied clients like Victoria. She owed the IRS $32,000. They accepted $300. She saved $31,700. Leroy owed $21,000. The IRS accepted $500, and he saved $20,500. Get fast IRS tax relief and save too. Call 800-294-8182. Has the IRS threatened to shut down your business, freeze your bank accounts, take your home, your cars, or garnish your wages? You may qualify for special programs to stop this process. Get fast IRS tax relief. The industry experts with negotiating with the IRS, with an A rating with the Better Business Bureau. Call today and the IRS will be contacted the same day, putting a stop to bank levies and wage garnishments. Call the fast IRS tax relief hotline at 800-294-8182. 800-294-8182. That's 800-294-8182.
There's no better example of a business that has you covered from top to bottom than the Ceiling Center on the Rock Road. Think about it. They specialize in acoustic ceilings, drop ceilings, metal ceilings, and more. And it doesn't stop there. Your floor is covered too. Literally. Hardwood, tile, great carpet selections with names like Shaw, and so much more. The Ceiling Center is your one-stop shop from top to bottom. Their showroom has over 20 different tile selections to choose from, plenty of wood samples, carpet swatches, and more. The Ceiling Center, locally owned and operated, and priced well below the big box stores. Good luck getting service after the sale from those giant places too. The Ceiling Center prides itself on their extensive warranties. Ed and his staff want you back, so it does get done right the first time. The Ceiling Center on the Rock Road in Bridgeton, a half mile west of 270, and online at theceilingcenter.com.
I bet you know the doctors, but you may not know the name. Sound Health Services. It's the largest privately owned ENT group in the St. Louis area. The doctors at Sound's 15 locations providing excellent care for ear, nose, and throat conditions, hearing and allergy care, dizziness and balance issues, as well as voice and swallowing conditions. They offer the convenience of a large group practice with multiple office sites and prompt appointment scheduling. Great service and great care at soundhealthservices.com. soundhealthservices.com.
Hi, this is Molly from the Piccadilly in Manhattan. The backyard barbecue season is gearing up. Come join us Wednesdays for our 24-ounce pork steak that you can cut with a fork. We smoke them with hickory and charcoal and season them with our own rub and sauce. Pork not your thing? Get a brisket burger that we grind in-house every day, finished with American cheese on a Hawaiian bun. We have daily specials and a full bar. We're open Tuesday through Saturday. Call for details or a reservation today. 314-646-0016. See you soon.
Carl Gentile, Robert Herman, Bobby Kehoe, Denny Long, Jack McKenzie, Pat McBride, Val Palazzaro, Steve Petcher, Pete Sorber, Al Trost, Denny Vaniger, and Lou Fuse Jr. will be honored May the 5th at the first Legends of Soccer, brought to you by KTRS, Worldwide Technology, and the St. Louis Sports Hall of Fame. Tickets for the buffet and program are $75, table $750. Call 618-558-4861, online at STLSHOF.com.
Bottle of wine, fruit of the vine. When you gonna let me get sober?
Do we know if he's back in California or is he still in New York? You know?
I think he's still in New York.
He may never come home. He loves it there. He loves that big city stuff. Not me. He is Mike Evans. He's brought to you by Annie Gunn's Restaurant. Next door is the Smokehouse Market. They're both closed on Monday. You're going to have lunch or dinner at Annie Gunn's. My suggestion is you make reservations, especially for dinner. You're going to need them. It's a busy, busy place, and for good reason. And gift cards, always a good idea. They sell thousands of them a year because there's nobody who doesn't use a gift card from Annie Gunn's or the Smokehouse. Ladies and gentlemen, Mike Evans.
Give it up.
Why do they call it the Big Apple? I used to know this. I read this somewhere, but I forgot.
You know, I read it someplace, too, and I can't remember. Maybe my son knows. Why do they call New York the Big Apple? He doesn't know. Go look it up while we're talking.
All right. What's going on?
Here we go.
Hey, how about that Bill O'Reilly, homie? How about that Bill O'Reilly?
That's I got to tell you something. That's kind of a shocker. He is their cash cow. He makes a lot of money for that place. Apparently, they got a lot of the goods on him, a lot of them.
I think Peon's got the answer for the Big Apple.
What's the answer to
Big
Apple?
It says here New York is America's top apple grower after the state of Washington.
New York is America's top apple grower.
After the state of Washington.
Now you know.
After the state of Washington.
Wait. Oh, I'm sorry. I needed to read longer. But that has nothing to do with the nickname.
What the hell's going on here?
It said 1920 New York City newspaper reporter John Fitzgerald, whose beat was the track, heard some stable hands in New Orleans say they were going to the Big Apple in reference to New York City, whose racetracks were considered big-time venues.
That still doesn't make any sense.
So he started calling it the Big Apple, writing it in the paper. So
we all call it that because somebody one time called it that?
I think most things happen like that.
Well, then why don't they call it the Big Breakness? Because that's where the Big Belmont. That's where the racetrack is here in New York, Belmont.
Yeah, you sound like you got a sock in your mouth.
Do you?
No, I certainly don't have a sock in my mouth.
Now, that's better. It cleared up there at the end. The last thing you said, we cleared up.
Really? I just turned it says, yeah, I'm looking at the same thing. John Fitzgerald, a sports writer in New York Morning. Yeah, same thing. Does it still sound that way?
You're a little bit muddy, you're on.
God. I hate this freaking phone.
No, that's clear. Really, now it's clear. Whatever you did, great. Now it's clear.
Okay, I'll hold it.
It's how you're holding the phone.
Pop quiz question, little Baron Trump, 11 years old, excels in one particular sport. Is it soccer, ping pong, bowling, or archery? I'll give you the answer in a minute. While in New York, I'm going to give you some great little facts that not have anything to do with New York, just sort of help you out. Like this one, if you're in an area where your cell phone has trouble receiving a signal, put your phone on airplane mode to switch it back, and your phone will more easily find a tower. How about that?
Maybe you should do that right now.
Oh.
Maybe I should.
Ooh, I'm serious.
Celebrity book news. Alec Baldwin and Caitlyn Jenner's books are bombing. Nobody's buying their books. Oprah's estranged dad just finished a book about Oprah, and word is, it is not kind to her at all. I want to talk about Oprah's early years, sex, drugs, lies. Stay tuned for this one. Oprah's father turning on his own daughter. And there's talk that once the confidentiality agreement expires, some staffers of the David Letterman show will write a tell-all book that's not going to be pretty about David Letterman either.
Now, that doesn't surprise me. He doesn't look or seem like he would be a nice guy to work for.
I totally agree. TV news networks are meeting here in New York. The following shows are on the bubble. Looks like Bye Bye So Long, Farewell for The Exorcist, Guantanamo, Aquatico. I thought that'd be a good show. It really isn't. Rosewood, Blacklist, Blind Spot. That's The Spin. Agents of the Shield, Pitch, and Elementary. You watch any of those?
My wife watches Blind Spot and Blacklist.
Ah.
I don't.
You're just too rich, department. Gwyneth Paltrow doesn't like other people swimming in her pool. Even relatives or visiting guests said she had a second pool built next to her guest house, and she insisted they use that, not their own pool.
Wow, how do you avoid the insult there? I mean, when you tell your own relatives, not in my pool, the other pool. I mean,
and there's chemicals in there.
My goodness.
Ridiculous. Let's talk about one of them more since I had a sock in my mouth, as you said, about that Bill O'Reilly. I mean, it isn't like he's a Bill Cosby and he raped and raped anybody or drugged anybody.
No, but there has to be.
I really haven't seen much other than him. You know, maybe,
but
you know,
trust me, they have the goods. They got something strong.
He wouldn't quit unless they had something big.
No, yeah, you don't get rid of a guy like that who's pulling in that kind of money unless they got something big. Yeah, this will be interesting.
I wonder if we'll ever hear about it.
Maybe eventually.
Yeah,
but not.
I'm sure he'll send some form. I don't know if he'll take to the tweeting, or he needs more than just 140 characters. But I'm sure he's going to want his version of it told at some point. It'll be pretty interesting to
Well, I heard a story about him being going to Minneapolis years and years ago, and he was going to meet with the general manager of the top radio station, was also owned by CBS, and she was single, and they were kind of flirting on the phone. He was going to do a personal appearance in the CBS, and he wanted to meet her for dinner, and she kind of made herself sound better than maybe she was, and they met for dinner, and when they met each other, 2 minutes later, somebody came running up to Bill O'Reilly and said that something important has come up, he has to cancel his dinner.
Oh, he had that. Yeah, smart. Oh. He had a setup to bail out.
Had a wingman. Wingman.
Is he married?
He was.
Yes.
He's not married now, is he?
I think he is.
He was. I didn't know if he was currently married or not. Mm-hmm. It'd be interesting to hear... as Paul Harvey likes to say here on Friday, the rest of the story.
That's Harry.
That's Harry. Oh, you're ruining my voice.
Hey, when are you going to be back in California on a real phone?
Friday.
Okay.
No, maybe tomorrow.
All right. We look forward to that.
I don't know what time you get in tomorrow.
I don't know what time you get in.
Uh-uh. I don't either. New York Post headline, top place Washington, D.C. officials leaked the story that Donald Trump will stress Russian government to set back in Syria. Does that make sense?
We don't know. We couldn't understand it.
Do what?
I have a move, so why can't you not understand
Mike,
it?
Mike, we're not making it up. We it's hard to understand you. It's a horrible, horrible whatever it is.
What is it now?
It's a little garbled. In and out, garbled.
Okay, let me go over here. Let me walk by the other. How about this now?
Yeah, it's in and out. It's okay, not okay.
Can you hear me now?
Yeah.
Can you hear me now?
Yeah.
Yeah, we can hear you.
Yeah.
You
know, can you hear me now?
Yeah.
Can you hear me now?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You can't hear me now, can you?
Yeah, we can.
Let's get to the pop quiz question.
And finally.
Okay.
A little bit on Trump, 11 years old, excels in one particular sport, and it's soccer, ping pong, bowling, or archery.
Go soccer.
Who did he say? I didn't even understand. What
soccer, Baron Trump.
Oh, okay, Baron Trump.
There's a fracking, there's a rivets, there's a bonus, there's a car snips, there's a river fracking, there's a blacksmith.
What?
Oh, my goodness.
I'll say archery.
I'll say soccer just to end this.
Well, that's not very nice.
Well, soccer, that's my guess.
The answer is bowling.
Bowling?
Bowling. Wow. You know what? This has been such a... I will be back in California tomorrow, but I hated you didn't like this
Mike, it's not about us liking it. It's just a bad connection.
Yeah, we like it okay, man. You know, it sounds good.
What happened? It was on your voice.
Oh, my God.
Mike Evans, see ya.
You know, he gets mad because we tell him the truth. Am I hallucinating, or is that the worst connection ever? And it's irritating for listeners. They don't want to hear that.
You have to ask to repeat something.
He takes it personally, like it's us. Like we're being picky or something. Yeah, we are being picky. We'd like something that you can understand.
Yeah, he goes, and Bill O'Reilly said, it's a and then...
Oh, my goodness. That was Mike Evans. I don't know if he still has a sponsor or not. I'll have to call and check if Annie Guns still wants to sponsor. If they do, it'd be Annie Guns and the Smokehouse Market, which is right next door.
We'll have to call Johnny next time.
Always a good idea. I'm not going to be here tomorrow. Scott Sherman, I need some personal stuff I have to take care of. So Scott's going to be in here, and I want you folks to be really nice to him. You always are. And he will certainly, I'm sure, do the hour at least of calling in and giving you legal advice. And he'll also be here Monday. And then, if I'm still alive and still around, I'll be back here Tuesday. So I appreciate you welcoming Scott, make him feel at home, and light the phones up for him. And I believe we'll have time today when we bail out to say an official goodbye. But if we don't, I will ask you now to do two things. Go to frankopinion.com, take another look at that thing on that. When you click enter, it'll come right up, the Leukemia Lymphoma Society. Take a look at that and see if there's anything you can do to help there. And as we always do, we ask you to thank a police officer. It's really easy to do. I do it more days than not because it's hard to go a day if you're out at all without encountering a police officer. They're all over the place. And just thank them. It kind of takes them by surprise. They're used to rap groups singing songs like F the Police. They're not used to people coming up going, thank you for what you do. So you'll feel good if you do it. So do that if you get a chance. We'd appreciate it. Now, the weather, this is where the weather in St. Louis starts to get kind of goofy. Well, for example, today, warm, air conditioning weather, okay? But look at Friday. The high is like 60.
I know. I know.
15, 16 degrees. No, 25. Holy cow, 25 what? Degrees lower than today. That's the high for Friday.
Yeah.
Yep, it's still spring.
We're all
it
over the place.
It feels like summer today, but it's still spring.
So you may have the heat, you may have the air conditioning, you may have the heat, you may have the air, back and forth, back and forth. Given that heating and cooling system a workout, I'll tell you what, here's the coach that you need for those workouts. Matheny Heating and Cooling. Matheny Heating and Cooling can take a look at that system, and I don't know the proper terminology for the tests they run. I know they got some gauges with dials on them and some hoses and stuff. That's all I know. And when they hook it all up, they know what they should see, and if they don't see it, then they need to fix something so that it reads right, and you're good to go. But if you're like most of us, you will wait until something bad happens, and then you're in a panic. Oh, my goodness, we're going to burn up. It's 90 degrees in here. Get Matheny. As long as you say get Matheny out here, that's all we ask. You're in good hands because I can't imagine anybody will get there quicker than they can get there. They're really good about that. They're fair. They're reasonable. They're knowledgeable. They work on everything. Their people are trained to work on any brand, any make, any model, any type, any year. It doesn't matter what you have. They're trained to work on it. You just need to live in St. Louis or St. Charles counties or have your business there because they work on businesses and their heating and cooling systems as well as residences. And no business or residence is too large or too small. Again, it just has to be in St. Louis or St. Charles County. Over 75 years in business, I believe 76 actually. Family business, third generation, Matheny Heating and Cooling. This is one you'll thank us for, and you'll never need the name of another heating and cooling company. MathenyHeatingandCooling.com.
All right, it's time for our final check on traffic this afternoon. Here he is, Tim Weiland.
Okay, Dan, just like last night, we've got another accident on eastbound Highway 70. It's on the Illinois side of the Museo Veterans Bridge, and that has you backed up onto 70, back to the McKinley Bridge. Westbound 70 is thinning out rapidly. You're still a little bit slow, though, from the Blanchette Bridge out through Cave Springs. Westbound Highway 40 jams from Compton to about McCausland. A couple little slow pockets, 170 out through Lindbergh. Southbound 270 just kind of sluggish now from Page down through Doherty Ferry. Westbound 44. Still stop and go, though, from Kings Highway out through Shrewsbury and eastbound 40 downtown Jefferson to the Poplar Street Bridge. Still a little slow off going on northbound 170 from 70 to 270. This traffic report is brought to you by Staples. HP Savings Month at Staples means big savings on great HP products all month long. Experience the outstanding print quality of HP Ink at store or staples.com/HP Month. I'm Tim Weiland from the Jack Schmidt Ford Lincoln of Collinsville Traffic Center.
St. Louis Closet Company is celebrating 26 organized years in business. Call St. Louis Closet Company today at 314-781-9000 to schedule your free in-home estimate.
KFC has a variety of delicious $5 fill-ups. They are real meals for only, you guessed it, $5. KFC, it's finger-looking good at participating KFCs. Prices may vary, tax extra.
Weekday mornings at 6:35, Scott Crothers from Stifel Nicolaus with insights on the markets and investing. And for your own personal financial review, call him at 314-292-6201 and listen weekday mornings at 6:35 here on the Big 550 KTRS.
Guys don't really talk about antiperspirant. Despite that, 91% of Dove Men Plus Care users recommend it. Here's what they said.
It blocks the, perspiration, I think is the fancy word.
It's comfortable. it smells nice. My girl likes the smell.
Plus, it's hard.
I think it's quite masculine.
My underarms aren't the worst thing at the gym.
It's kind of like the Hoover Dam from armpits, I guess.
Dove Men Plus Care antiperspirant. Tough on sweat, not on skin.
ADT presents What to Consider When Considering Home Security. An ADT sign is more than a sign. It's a line in the sand. On one side, your family. On the other, an uncertain world.
For over 140 years, more people have chosen ADT to help prevent crime than anyone else. Get ADT starting at just $28.99 a month.
Tested, trusted, proven ADT.
With 36-month contract for licensing and terms and conditions, visit ADT.com.
Okay, you know what? to do. Thank a police officer every chance you get. Thank you so much for being with us. We appreciate it. Be good to Scott Sherman tomorrow. I know you will. Have a great Wednesday evening.
Go
everybody.
Blues.
You've got a friend in me. You've got a friend in me. When the road looks rough ahead and you're miles and miles from your nice warm bed, you just remember what your past said. Boy, you got a friend in me. Yeah, you got a friend in me.
This is the end. My only friend, the end.
Some folks have asked me, if you had it to do over again, would you do it the same way? I reckon I would.
I'd say that was a pretty successful broadcast.
Is this a happy ending or a sad ending?
It's an ending, that's enough.
We'll catch you next time.
Why don't you make like a tree and get out of here?
Thank you for coming. I'll see you in hell.
Please come again.
Go on, leave! Get out! Next!
I am just a figment of your imagination.
Good night, ladies.
Good night, sir!
You dudes get lost now, you hear?
Good night, Danielson.
Hasta la vista, baby.
Well, gentlemen, no point in hanging around this dump any longer.
Okay, I love you, bye-bye.
I do wish we could chat longer, but I'm having an old friend for dinner. Bye.
Well, I hope you folks enjoyed yourselves. Catch you later on down the trail.
You're still here? It's over. Go home. Go.
I'm out of here.
All right, thanks for calling.
All right, dude.
Bye, y'all. Fox 2 News at 6 on KTRS St. Louis.
Coverage you can count on. This News at 6.
He's the one who came in and said he thinks it's time to retire.
Police Chief Sam Dotson out at the St. Louis Police Department. Why he says he's stepping down.
A large tank removed from a Soulard business. The new video today of the powerful explosion that sent it flying into a nearby business.
The Missouri State Auditor taking on the Department of Revenue over income tax refunds. What she's investigating that could affect you and the allegations she leveled against the current administration.
A Missouri case before the U.S. Supreme Court. How the judge's decision could affect dozens of states.
It's been quite a while since tourists have been able to come to the top of the Gateway Arch. They got a great surprise today. After 5 months, the trams are back running. Just how many are back on track? But for